For some of us, personal finances aren't just personal. They include a lot more people than ourselves. Loved ones, neighbors, the communities we call home, and the causes we hold in our hearts. At Thrivent, we help plan your financial picture with the bigger picture in mind. Because even though our business is helping guide your finances, our ambition is to make it mean so much more. Thrivent, where money means more. Connect with us at Thrivent.com.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
I want to thank the league for creating the play-in tournament. Thank you, Adam.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
A sideline three for Steph Curry.
From The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Today's guests, longtime golf writer Alan Shipnuck, 2026 NFL draft prospect Jonah Coleman, Basketball Hall of Famer Chris Webber, actor Bob Odenkirk. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to this edition of The Rich Eisen Show, live in Los Angeles, California. We've got ourselves four wide guests today. So much going on in the sports world with play-in tournament games and then the NBA playoffs in full coming up this very weekend. Major League Baseball, Shohei Ohtani showing up, showing out for the Dodgers on Jackie Robinson night right here in Los Angeles on Wednesday night. The Live Tour, is it still happening? Is it still not happening? That's the first order of business for us here on the program. We also have with Alan Shipnuck, the writer who's been all over this story for quite some time. He's going to be first up on this program. We also have the NFL draft on the brain. Jonah Coleman, who is a wide-bodied running back from the University of Washington, who we've heard from Todd McShay, who was on yesterday's program, is a sleeper candidate for a top-notch prospect to be had in this year's draft. He's going to be on the program. As soon as Todd mentioned his name, we're like, let's chat with him. He's going to be right before Chris Webber. We're going to talk about everything going on in the NBA playoffs with him. And then, as you know, the first ever in-studio guest in the history of this program. If you don't know, I'll tell you right now. Vince Gilligan, the creator of Breaking Bad. And when he came in here almost 11 years ago this fall, he left the writer's room for his new show called Better Call Saul. So we're diehard fans of the Breaking Bad world and Better Call Saul. And Bob Odenkirk is in studio for the first time. He's been on the program before on the phone, but he's coming in person for the first time in hour three in support of his new film called Normal, which is anything but, to be quite honest with you. But we'll talk about that with Bob later on. So we've got everything warmed up for him. We've got a lawyer up license plate that we've got right here. We've got the Hamlin and McGill notepad that we got here on the program. And then my mug today, a nice fresh cup of Joe in the Better Call Saul mug that I think Vince brought us years ago.
Maybe about 10 years old
right over here. So we're jacked is basically what we're saying. Good to see you, Chris Brockman. How are you?
I have my Hamlin and McGill pen.
Yeah, okay, very good.
So I'm ready to go today as well.
Okay, very good. Yeah. How are you, Jason Feller?
Good I'm doing you. Great. How are you?
It's great to see like a legitimate Dodger fan looking at me with a Dodger fan. I don't know. You created a monster. And when you're not here and he's here, you leave us with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, okay.
I got to stop buying him hats.
Not great.
Good to see you.
What else you want to know?
Thank you very much. Great use of the drop. The new Rick bonus drop. First, about 3 minutes in. What else you want to? TJ Jefferson, good to see you, sir. How are you?
I'm thinking that I might need Saul Goodman to help me contractually get out of these contracts I've had with some of my teams because after last night, I think I might be over it.
It's over.
Out for the, because the Mets got crushed and the Clippers got eliminated. But your Sixers moved on.
Yeah, but they're about to get swept.
Well, is it weird? Like, all I want is one game.
Yeah.
That's all I'm hoping for. So I might need some help. I might need the lawyer.
You should
up.
Just stop rooting for sports.
Like, I should.
Stop watching. Just
you
be
know
done.
What? I'm gonna get into. I'm gonna be
art, history, music, whatever.
I like it.
I'm gonna get into politics. I think.
Do it.
I've got a top five guy. By the way, you're heading to Las Vegas. You and O'Shea Jackson Jr. are hosting No Contest Wrestling on ESPN2
at
5 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. It's 2 p.m. Pacific.
I'm waiting for. I just put the call out. I'm waiting for confirmation.
You don't even know when you're on the air tomorrow.
Well, remember last week we thought it was Eastern time and it wasn't. So I made a call. I said I need to know specifically.
Right,
I would like to know before we're off the air
to promote where people can watch you and O'Shea Jackson Jr. Get everyone ready for WrestleMania 42 on the ESPN digital platform.
Will be Friday
this weekend. And yes. Speaking of the ESPN digital platform, later on today, 6 p.m. Eastern time, the debut of season two of Women's Sports Now.
Let's go.
Heck yeah.
And so. It's going to be a great show. Becky Hammon, the Las Vegas Aces head coach and the world champion head coach of the Las Vegas Aces many times over. Also, the national champion head coach of UCLA basketball, Corey Close, will be here in studio. So there's all of that.
She,
housekeeping.
She had a very successful night the other night.
You think she did? All six UCLA Bruins who were there got drafted? Pretty cool. So 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on the program. Listen, I, as you know, love turning back the clock. I love old school stuff. I love if what's old is new again. And that would, unbelievably, this now applies to Steph Curry. We've reached that part of his career with him being sort of in the role of Graybeard. Can he do it one more time? Can we get one more run out of him and the Golden State Warriors? We know Clay's moved on a couple years now.
Yep.
But every single time I see this number associated with Steph Curry, I can't believe it. But it's true. 38. 38-year-old Steph Curry. And last night, the 10th seeded Golden State Warriors, who barely made the play-in tournament, right? Taking on the 9th seeded Los Angeles Clippers, who started 6-21, go 42-40, reconstitute themselves, and Kawhi having one of his best years statistically in a long time, if not as a Clipper.
In years, yeah.
Right, okay. And they beat the Warriors without Kawhi. On the final night of the regular season. And here they are playing each other last night. And the Clippers lead by 13. With 10 minutes to go. 98-85 is your score and into a dome. And that's when things began to change. And the clock began to turn back. And not just with Steph Curry, who scored 27 of his 35 in the second half after having only 8 points and 2 of 9 shooting in the first half. Al Horford. Yeah. Where has he been? As the Celtics had another incredible season. He's been in Golden State, and playoff Al Horford showed up last night.
Sure did.
Turning back the clock.
Mm-hmm.
4 threes in the fourth quarter. 4 of them. And old school lockdown in your grill. Draymond Green showed up as well last night. What he was able to do to be all over Kawhi Leonard, who had a grand total of 0 points in the fourth quarter until 16 seconds to go. Just absolutely doubled, but Green being one of the guys who was doubling him, 2 bodies on Kawhi. And then Kawhi turns one over, go the other way. Steph jars a 3 towards the end of this game. Draymond picks Kawhi's pocket clean in the open court to lead to another easy bucket for Golden State at the end to wrap things up. There was one play where Steph, dribbling above the 3-point arc, throws it behind his back to Draymond, who's trailing. And as soon as Draymond grabbed the ball, Steph doubles back after a behind the back pass, doubles back. And Draymond creates the traffic around which Steph goes and steps back for a 3. Like it was old times all over again. And the Warriors, who have had Curry back for just 5 games after missing 27 with that knee injury, are now in Phoenix tonight to try and beat the Suns and send themselves to the playoffs. Pardon me, tomorrow night, and send themselves to Oklahoma City to start the playoff season. Now, I know what I said, one last run here. I don't know how long it would last after a trip to Phoenix if it is successful for them on Friday night. Yeah. But for the moment, we live in this present, and the man who is as present and living in the present as any human currently in the NBA, head coach Steve Kerr, had this to say about Curry.
Just because, you know, of where we are and our age and our, you know, the decline of our performance this year, the injuries, it was just a display of, just a beautiful display of competitive will. And this is why Steph came back. So everybody out there who thought Steph should have taken the rest of the year off, this is what he does. This is who he is. If he can compete, he's going to compete. And it was just incredible to watch.
It was indeed. It happened, man. It happened. Steph, after the game, just talking about, I just love this sort of stuff because you feel like he could just roll out of bed and do it, right? He's Steph Curry.
It does feel that way.
But it takes a hard, I mean, he's 38. What it must take for him to get ready and stay ready, hit it.
I'm just having fun. I think the muscle memory and the reps and the work that you put in your entire life kind of comes out at the right times. I always talk about earning and deserving the confidence that you play with because of the work that you put in, and then not being afraid of failure and missed shots or bad, you know, turnovers or whatever it is. You just keep going, and then the shot goes in. There's a rhythm to it. You keep finding yourself open, and you just enjoy the environment.
You heard what I said before, and I know you guys don't agree because you haven't said any words. And I understand why.
But they're going to make a run?
Nah, I know.
No, they might lose. Wouldn't to Phoenix. They might lose to Phoenix and it's over.
I'm going to tell you right now.
And they're going to go get swept by Oklahoma City.
They're not losing
City.
To Phoenix.
If they play
Oklahoma City
the way they were doing,
yes,
they're not going to lose to Phoenix.
I agree with that.
No. I think this man is now on a heater. And he's someone who we've seen when he gets hot. If he's feeling it, everyone's in trouble. I'm not saying they're going to win the title. They're definitely not.
And
but
they can win
a first round.
Why
match.
Do you guys make me be this guy?
I know. No. You don't have to be the.
Okay.
No,
okay. I mean, look, it's fucking. I just want to enjoy.
I know that.
Last night was awesome.
It was.
That was like so incredible to watch.
I know.
You know, the fadeaways, the step backs, like it was all happening.
Fourth quarter it was all happening.
It was 2015 all over again.
Draymond, too.
It was great.
Draymond, too.
And Draymond, I may not like him, but that steal on Kawhi
was awesome.
The closing seconds was
Hall of Fame great.
As good as it gets.
Yes. Al Horford.
Let's just enjoy
corner
the next game.
Corner threes from Al. Porzingis scoring 20.
Yeah. I love Porzingis. But I love Al.
Porzingis,
that was cool.
Hold on. Porzingis, Horford, Draymond, Curry. Healthy, playing good defense, taking the best player out.
They're going to get swept by Oklahoma City. It's fine. It's okay.
Oklahoma City's going to win it all. And then I saw a mock draft where they get Yaxel Lendeborg 12th overall.
Yeah, because they have the Clippers pick now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're going to beat, but there's no reason they can't beat Phoenix.
No, not at all.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
Let's just enjoy the next game.
Let's enjoy
it. Because we don't know how many more
exactly.
We're going
to do. Exactly. All right.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Sometimes you don't have to page turn and talk, but how great would that be? Right? Because I think we're all over the Warrior fatigue. Warrior's fatigue is done, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was a real thing for a while.
It was real.
That was a real thing for a long while.
Because
they were like the Chiefs.
Because
as a fan, you looked and you knew after they won that first one, you knew what was coming.
Well, they were like the Chiefs, except Steph wasn't in like 15 commercials.
Remember, the season would start and it would be November and we'd be like, can we just get Cavs, Warriors, finals? Because it's going to happen.
Right.
And it happened 4 years in a row.
Warrior's fatigue is over. You still know. Steph Curry is maybe top five, and he's in the top five most likable athletes of the 21st century. Where you can't dislike.
Good one,
there's no disliking him.
Well, look, someone can always find a reason to try to
whatever
hit somebody. But
good
with
luck.
Him, no.
Good luck.
He's just, it was incredible to watch that transpire. It was like, I've already read this book, so I knew what was coming.
Right.
But it was still kind of awe-inspiring. Just like every time, at this point, I'm more shocked when the ball doesn't go in when he shoots.
Okay. And,
you know, when it does.
600-1 to win the championship if you want to
throw it. No. I hear you. I understand the odds, Chris.
No, I'm just saying that.
And I understand. I get it. I kind of dig it, you know, like Masters last week, like Jack Nicklaus, right? At the Masters in 86, you know,
I'm not down for them.
He's 38. Steph Curry is 38.
Yeah, that's crazy. I was there, Rich, June 25th, 2009 in Madison Square Garden.
I know.
I was at that draft.
I wanted the Knicks to get
drafted.
I know. Guess who
didn't?
Guess who didn't get Steph Curry?
Yeah. The Minnesota Timberwolves, who had two shots at him.
Yeah.
Think about that, Chris. Think about how different history would have been.
All-time bag fumble.
Yeah. No?
I mean, they took my man Johnny Flynn from Syracuse, but
Steph turned 38 last month.
Wow.
So, all right. Is the LIV Tour dead or not? Is it going to die or not? How does one pull the plug on a tour?
Great question.
What happens there? How does one do it?
Feels like it's close.
And then last week we spoke with Alan Shipnuck because his new book is called Rory. And he said, you know, Rory has like this air about him where it's house money.
Yeah, he was. I think Alan said he was floating around Augusta.
And he chose Rory to say, why not him winning it this week? Guess who won it? And Alan's all over the LIV Tour story. So we're going to get him back here. Chris Webber, Bob Odenkirk, as well as Jonah Coleman, the running back prospect you don't know much about, but we're gonna fill you in on all that front.
Jam packed.
And I've got a top five list of the top five teams that should trade up in the NFL draft. That's later on. This is the Rich Eisen Show on a fun, must see, all 3 hour Thursday edition of the program. We're back with Alan Shipnuck in a sec.
For some of us, personal finances aren't just personal. They include a lot more people than ourselves. Loved ones, neighbors, the communities we call home, and the causes we hold in our hearts. At Thrivent, we help plan your financial picture with the bigger picture in mind. Because even though our business is helping guide your finances, our ambition is to make it mean so much more. Thrivent, where money means more. Connect with us at Thrivent.com.
In a world in need of a hero, one man rises to the challenge in style. He is just driving the kids to soccer practice. Make every day feel epic in an all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid with up to an EPA-estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, and class-leading interior space. Because when you're hauling kids' gear, snacks, and backpacks, space matters. And so does comfort. Just make sure they keep their cleats off the seats. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for details. Rich Eisen here. Every time I travel for a major sports moment, whether it's a playoff run or a huge primetime matchup, I see firsthand what happens to a city. Hotels fill up fast. Energy builds. Everyone wants to be part of it. Now imagine that on a global scale. The FIFA World Cup is coming this summer, people, and with it, thousands of fans traveling to host cities across the country. If you happen to live in one of those cities and you're planning to be away, maybe you've got your own summer trip lined up, this could be a practical opportunity. While you're gone, you could list your space on Airbnb and welcome traveling fans who want to experience the FIFA World Cup in person. You're not changing your routine. You're not committing to anything year-round. You're simply making the most of a moment when your city is in the global spotlight. I know when I'm on the road for a huge event, having a comfortable home base makes all the difference. And that's what fans will be searching for. If you've ever thought about listing your space, this summer is a great time as we welcome FIFA World Cup fans. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at Airbnb.com/host.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Where is Alan Shipnuck, everybody? Is he on the LIV Tour?
Looking for him. Greg Norman
just pulled the plug. There he is. Greg Norman standing right behind Alan Shipnuck saying, really? You're going to talk about the LIV Tour on the Rich Eisen Show again?
Alan's probably setting up his DVR to record No Contest tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern.
I said at 2 p.m.
We think.
So it's funny.
We think. Contest.
How you said when I said the Sixers moved on, punched their ticket into the playoffs.
Right.
seventh seed, beating the Orlando Magic
last night.
Sending Orlando back home to host the Hornets this evening. Assume with, LaMelo will be there.
Yeah, he was only fined.
Yeah, he was only fined.
Yeah, he was fined.
That's what we figured.
Yeah.
At any rate. So last night, Coop was excited that the Sixers advanced.
Yeah, same.
And you know why? The same reason why he says they're about to get swept.
Yeah.
We're not going to get swept.
You're not getting swept?
We're not winning.
Okay.
What do you got? Five?
Yeah. I mean,
gentlemen.
Hopefully.
Huh?
Gentlemen sweep.
What's a gentleman sweep?
It's five games.
Five games.
Uncompetitive five games.
I've never heard that phrase before.
Really?
A gentleman sweep?
Yeah.
You've done Sports Center for...
I know that.
Yeah, come on.
I've never, until this very moment...
Really?
...heard of a gentleman's sweep before.
Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah, that's wild. That's been a thing for a long time.
Yeah.
All right.
What else?
15-7 lifetime in the playoffs against the Sixers, including the last six series in a row. They are no trouble whatsoever.
No contest.
Boston Celtics.
Hit it, Jay.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Yeah. And is Embiid playing, TJ? I haven't heard anything about that.
I think we got Nick Nurse on Moving On, if we want to fire that up. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're not beating them.
Here we go. Here's the Sixer coach.
I mean, listen, they're playing great. They've played really great all season. They got a bunch of guys that have been together. I mean, a core group of guys that have been together for a long time through a lot of winning and a lot of deep runs. Tremendous challenge for us. But we'll see if we can go figure something out between now and Sunday.
Does that sound like a coach who knows he's got an uphill climb?
Yeah.
To you?
Yeah, Cancun on three.
Oh, man.
Man, this guy's so annoying.
Cancun on three.
By this guy, I mean.
Well, this is good for the head coach. This is good for the show. This is great for the show.
Why? What's good about this?
What do you mean, what's
good? My man's about to quit watching sports.
I truly am.
What do you mean?
I'm just going to watch CNN.
Okay. You could be out on...
And Fox News. I'm going to get both sides.
You could be out on the Clippers or the Mets. Which one do you choose?
Oh, that's easy. Come on, TJ. That's easy.
Why is that easy?
Why would you ever be a Clipper fan?
I mean, why either?
Why would you ever be a Met fan? It's kind of like rooting for the Yankees. You know, when Clay Holmes gets bombed and then Devin Williams gives up a grand slam home run to the backup catcher on Jackie Robinson night.
Yeah. Your team stinks, too.
Excuse me. You keep on single white femaling half of our bullpen.
Oh, listen.
And then last night, Shmay Shmoams with the start.
Shmay Shmoams.
Devin Williams. Yeah. The airbender. Giving up a grand slam to the backup catcher.
We're playing the Dodgers. They're going to do that to everybody.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Good to know.
They're going to win about 120 this year.
There we go. Oh, the Red Sox have zoomed past the Mets.
Oh,
TJ, we've changed your photograph.
I've not been over there.
Are you angry or shocked in that photo?
I can't believe this.
Yeah.
It's going on right now.
So you could be out on the Clippers or the Mets.
I could just be out on sports, really, to be honest.
Why would you? Then the Cowboys would be wondering where you are.
I think you should only root for the Cowboys.
Duke.
Yeah, that's true. Especially if the news I heard earlier about Duke is true.
Is it
true?
It's the brother, Caden.
Oh, okay. Well, we do that.
Caden's coming back.
Sign the contracts.
Okay.
Rich, I was so despondent yesterday. I had the Clippers on one TV, the Mets on the other. Neither one going my way. If someone had slipped the contract under the door, might have had to.
You keep saying that, but you're never going to do it.
Yeah, I mean,
you got a fictional attorney and notary today here.
That's true. If there was ever a day.
Saul is going to be here.
Saul Goodman could get the paperwork.
Saul Goodman.
If Saul Goodman's involved, then I might have no choice.
Poyos.
You know?
Poyos.
You get him. It's what you're going to do.
We're going to share a cinnamon bun.
Huh?
Yes. <right. laughs>
A cinnamon roll we're going to share, and then we'll
grab that from across the way.
Yeah. How do I have all of these teams and they all stink? Like, this makes no sense. You would think if I was like Avengers Endgame and collecting all these stones that like I'd collect good squads that won a lot.
The thing is like 3 years ago, you said, I'm going to be a Spurs fan because of Wemby, and you could have done it. And now look, they might go to the finals.
You know, here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to text you, TJ, the code, sort of like Poyos, to activate. Which team you should get out on here? No. I just texted you the word like Poyos. You can now read it off onto your into your microphone. What I just texted you.
Did you see the memo about this?
This is to activate the separation
based on the face he just made.
Go ahead, TJ. Read the word. Read the word.
Well, I mean,
read the word, please.
Beltran. He's a Hall of Famer. You should respect him.
That's the Poyos.
Wow.
Beltran.
Wow.
Yeah.
Caught looking.
Whoop.
Oh.
Hey now, everybody.
Beltran, you're an all-star. I'm sorry.
Tiffany in Las Vegas has something to say. What's up, Tiffany?
Get me off the schneid here.
That's not. You're still on the griddle.
Hi, guys. Good morning. This is so awesome to be on. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you. Appreciate you joining.
TJ, this is an appreciation call for you. Okay. You're going through it, and you need support.
I do.
Okay?
That's true.
Dude, first off, pick a team. They're giving you a hard time for a reason. You're asking for it. So pick one and land on it, bro. Stand on it.
Yeah.
Okay? We believe in you. You've got heart.
That's true.
And Better Call Saul is going to help you. I believe in that. Okay? So that's my first part of this.
All right, Tiff.
The next part is WrestleMania. I'm here in Vegas. My cousins are going.
Nice.
My little cousin's taking his son. And they're huge WrestleMania fans. So I'm hoping they get to see you while you're here. But I just wanted you to be encouraged. You have people in Las Vegas who are rooting for you. TJ, pick a side, and all the best to you.
Thank you, Tiffany. I needed that, because dealing with these jabronis sometimes is tough.
Nicely done. Tiffany in Las Vegas.
Tiffany, that was nice.
Okay.
She's my cousin.
Okay. You'll see you there, Tiffany. There she goes.
Get it.
I don't know her. That's the thing.
Does that make you feel any better that she chimed in and make you feel better?
Can I tell you something?
Uh-oh. Let's go ahead. Alan Shipnuck has a problem. He's having problem logging in right now.
Well, we can fill up this dead space.
Then space is not dead, is it?
Well, I mean,
just his fandom.
Okay. Yeah. Is it? Okay. Sorry.
I'll just tell you, this is kind of cool. Last year in the Raider Stadium is WrestleMania. O'Shea and I were doing the podcast. We kind of feel like people have kind of liked it and started to know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking to the back to get a drink, and I'm in this arena, and there were people literally yelling my name to me as I'm, that was like, what is happening?
It's great, TJ. You deserve it. You and O'Shea have been working really hard on this show for a long time, and you just, you know, and that's the sort of adulation you deserve. And, you know, clearly that's part of the reason why you tighten the beard. You want to look good for your fans.
The beard gets
no
tight.
No contest.
Hey.
You know,
no contest.
Trust me, I know all about trying to tighten the beard for the fans.
Looks like you shaved, by the way.
Me?
Yeah, a little bit.
No, that's Alan Shipnuck.
Oh.
Looks like he shaved. Ever since we haven't seen him since the Masters. But all right, it's good to know. Tiffany's on your side.
Mm-hmm. Tiffany's got your back.
Last thing, mm-hmm. You can choose one or of the teams that you're out on. Clippers,
uh-huh.
Who, by the way, believe it or not, have the longest streak of winning seasons.
Yeah. Do you believe that?
14 in a row in the NBA. They've won 14 winning seasons in a row when they finished 42-40. Would you believe that? The Clippers have the longest current streak in the NBA.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a fact.
Of winning seasons.
Well, here's the deal. I don't live in New York.
No, okay.
I live 14 minutes from Inglewood.
So?
Baseball's a longer season.
Okay, he's out on the Mets. Fantastic.
I don't know.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Because you guys also don't know, I gave him $5 to say that, and he's a mercenary like Soto. So it's
fantastic. We accept you.
All right. He's back here on the Rich Eisen Show. We're pleased to have here on the program, make heads or tails of what is going on with the LIV Tour. Alan Shipnuck, the author, best-selling author, of Rory, the heartache and triumph of golf's most human superstar here on the program. Good to see you, Alan. Appreciate you.
I'm glad to be here. Sorry I had a few tech difficulties. Okay. That's life on the internet.
No, we just assumed that Greg Norman took your router. So what is going on with the LIV Tour, Alan?
It's very chaotic. It's very uncertain, which is perfect for LIV Golf. They have been chaos merchants since they arrived on the scene. So they're playing a tournament in Mexico City. The show must go on this week. There's been a lot of reporting about its future. There's been assurances by the CEO they're going to finish out this season. Now, just in Augusta last week, the same CEO was telling people they were funded through 2032. Now they're funded through 2026. That's quite a change. The fact of the matter is Saudi Arabia and the Public Investment Fund, they did this big 5-year strategic plan, and that was recently announced, and they're clearly pulling back on some of the vanity projects. They just sold their big soccer team. They pulled out of Tom Brady's flag football league. Seems pretty clear they've decided that pouring money into sports may not be the best way to spend their dwindling capital. So Liv's Golf, it's very uncertain, the future. I think we can say they're going to finish out this season, but it's going to be chaotic. It's going to be one leak after another, and it's going to be delicious. I mean, this Liv has never done much as a golf league, but as a content machine, it's unrivaled in the history of golf. So it's just going to be another fun 6 months in front of us.
Oh, so your genuine sense is that this is going to be the last season of Liv Golf, that there is not going to be a 2027 or anything beyond it.
Things are pointing in that direction, but the X factor is, you know, His Excellency Yasir Al-Rumayyan. Like, this has been his creation from the beginning. He still has a lot of juice, but everybody has a boss. And in his case, it's the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, MBS, who's pretty ruthless. So I have no doubt that Yasir is trying to salvage this scene, because he will lose so much face if Liv blows away in a sandstorm. But ultimately, if MBS says we're pulling the plug, then the plug shall be pulled. So I think there's still a lot of palace intrigue. It's possible that Liv Golf could live another day without the full Saudi funding if they could find other sponsors. Certainly, the decadence would end, the purses would be slashed, but they do have these long-term commitments to venues, to players, to boards of tourism, you know, all on down the line. So maybe Liv can endure if they can find some other funding, and it could become the, you know, the third or fourth best tour in golf, and it would lose the stars, but it would still exist and fulfill some of its obligations. But Liv Golf, as we know it, this exercise in excess appears to be coming to an end.
So, any idea how the contracts in Liv with the players is how they're structured? Or is it a year to year thing? So let's just say, you know, there's a few years left on, say, Bryson DeChambeau's contract, that if they're out of the business by 2026, that there's dead money to be paid, or any idea how something like that would go? That was the questions I were having when I thought you and I might be having a conversation today that it is over, based on the reporting.
So one agent who has clients on Liv Golf told me that they have heard that Yasir is trying to, you know, claim force majeure with the Iran war. And, you know, that's a provision in some contracts. Basically, something totally unforeseen, an act of God, can void the contracts. A war might or might not qualify, but that's one thing that's been floated. You know,
which means they would not owe another dime to the players, that they would make the case that, you know, something unforeseen. I mean, force majeure is a term that a lot of people heard during COVID,
right?
Where contracts got canceled and, you know, working and employee relationships got blown up out of the blue. So that would be, that's the idea that that all of these players that left to go to the Liv Tour would suddenly no longer get another dime. Alan,
this agent who's pretty tapped in, that's what they told me. Now, how there would probably be a legal challenge. Is that going to happen in the U.S. or is that going to happen in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia? Because if it's in the latter, we probably know how it's going to go. If you know, Liv Golf is incorporated in London, it's in New York, they have offices, but of course it's a Saudi enterprise. So if you have to take the Saudis to court in Saudi Arabia, I think you're probably going to lose that court case. So yeah, there's many questions, there's few answers right now, but it's very intriguing. The you know, Bryson is a big domino here because his contract is up and he's been in these negotiations with LIV Golf. And, you know, the number being floated is into the hundreds of millions for him to stay because he's their biggest star by far. And, you know, maybe that's going to be Bryson's legacy. He killed LIV Golf. He was asking for so much money. They said, we can't make this work. We're out. It would be an interesting legacy for him individually. But, you know, this isn't specific, again, to LIV Golf. This is clearly a change in priorities coming from the top. And even, you know, the Crown Prince, his big vanity project is this city, Neom, this futuristic trillion-dollar city. That's being scaled back. And that was going to be his whole legacy as a ruler. And so if the Crown Prince is giving up some of his vanity projects, it seems like everybody else is going to have to do that as well, which that's where LIV becomes vulnerable.
Last hypothetical then, Alan, since this came awfully close to potentially happening and might be just around the corner as well, and you're already hearing from people that are preparing or have been told about the maneuvering behind the scenes involving PIF and Saudi Arabia, what would the PGA Tour do with a glut of LIV golfers saying, we're looking to come back? What would they do?
They would give them the middle finger with glee. I mean, now it's time for payback. It's time for retribution, vengeance. That's on the menu here. The tour owes nothing to these guys, and they might carve out a very specific criteria where they could bring back Bryson and John Rahm because they're stars who have value to the tour. Everybody else is SOL, like love lost. These guys are going to have to serve suspensions. They're going to have to play in the minor leagues on the Corn Ferry Tour. They're going to have to earn it the old-fashioned way. It might take some of these guys 2 years to gain any kind of status on the PGA Tour. And I can assure you, and I've talked to some folks in Ponte Vedra Beach at Tour headquarters, they are enjoying this with great gusto. They have won the war, and now these guys who, you know, stabbed the tour in the back, who undermined it, who sued the tour, who tried to destroy the tour. If they come around with their hat in hand, they're going to get a very frosty reception. So it's going to be, there's going to be some sort of, you know, tribunal where these guys are going to have to confess their crimes. They're going to have to serve suspensions, and it's going to be bitchy, and it's going to be fun to watch.
You don't laugh, but
wow.
I'm laughing.
Yeah, I know.
Certainly the way that you're describing it. In the couple minutes I have with you left here, I'll give you the floor on Rory doing it again. And last time we spoke, you were across the street from Augusta National the Wednesday before saying he's walking around with an air of relaxed, a very relaxed house money playing player. And you wouldn't be surprised if he did it again. And then lo and behold, here we are. What are your thoughts on what we saw last week, Alan?
Yeah, well, it's never going to be easy with Rory. I mean, he had that 6-shot lead. It evaporated on Saturday. He got off to the nightmare start on Sunday. Like, it's just never over till it's over with him, good and bad. Like, the thing about Rory is, for all his physical gifts, his resilience is probably his greatest asset. And he can take a punch like nobody else in golf. And so even when he was 3 down with 12 holes to play in the final round, he just kept coming back. And the scary thing is he was never fully in control of his golf ball, but when he absolutely had to have it, when the green jacket was hanging the balance, he just sort of accessed his genius for about 2 hours and spurted away and built enough of a lead that even though he hit bad shots on 17 and 18, he was able to hold on. And for Rory to win a green jacket without his A game has to be terrifying for everybody else in golf because he has the know-how. He's turning into this wily veteran who can just beat you in different ways, not just with the long ball. And so, I mean, it's a monumental step forward in his career. You know, 13 months ago, you could have said that Rory was maybe a slight underachiever despite everything. Now he's in the career Grand Slam club. There's only 6 guys who've ever done that. He's one of only 4 to win back-to-back Masters. And there's 3 players who are on both of those lists: Tiger, Jack, Rory. So you're talking about very, very rarefied air. And, you know, there's since he was a kid, there's been these high expectations around Rory. It's clear that now he's going to exceed them. And I think I said this last week when we talked, you know, a lot of Rory's best golf is in front of him. This Masters win only confirms that. Like, he is still burning to win and to add to his legacy and kind of fulfill his destiny. So
It was a monumental victory that puts him in a whole different stratosphere when you're talking about the all-time greats.
Yeah, and he turns 37 next month, so he's not really long in the tooth either. He's in the prime. So last one for you. What should we be looking for from the LIV Tour from here on out the rest of the year? What do you see the timeline being?
Yeah, it's going to... So one of the tour rule has been you have to sit out a year from your last LIV golf tournament. Like that's what's on the books right now. Before they even consider bringing you back, you have to serve a 1 year suspension. And so let's see if everybody tees it up, at in Mexico City, because those guys might be making the calculation. This is going to blow away. I want to get back on the PGA Tour. I'd rather my suspension begin now than in September, October, and lose a whole other season. So if there's any boycotts, if there's any sit-ins among the LIV players, that's going to be a tell on where this is going. Beyond that, attrition from the C-suite, like they know what's going on better than the players. If all of a sudden you see top LIV executives starting to depart, then you know this is a sinking ship. They're trying to put on a happy face. They're trying to hold it all together and present this unified front. But let's see how quickly the cracks come, and that'll tell us where this is heading. But it's going to be a week to week soap opera, and that's how it's been for 4 years with LIV Golf. I mean, it has been a gift from the content gods, and now a very sleepy little season turns into all kinds of intrigue. So all eyes on Mexico City, and they're heading to the heart of their season where they're going to be coming to the U.S. And it's going to be a bonanza of content.
Well, I mean, and if they are going to use force majeure to save themselves all that money and basically say, yeah, come sue us, try and get MBS to sit down for discovery. You know what I mean? Thank goodness this war won't last. Hopefully very much longer. So this has got to happen sooner rather than later while the war is actually still technically going on.
Alan, right. Well, of course, that Donald Trump is supposed to host LIV Golf Tournament. I don't think his war calculations involve
killing off LIV
schedule on LIV Golf. But we know how much he cares about hosting these things. So it's just another factor in the war room. Like, is the blockade going to help me or hurt me when I want to host a golf tournament? We got to factor that in. So it's unbelievable how golf and geopolitics become so intertwined. Like, I remember when golf used to be boring.
Right.
No more.
Alan, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it, brother. We'll chat.
Thanks for having me as always, Rich. Appreciate it.
That's Alan Shipnuck. Everybody get Rory, his book on Rory McIlroy, wherever books can be acquired, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. We take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial if you want to make a phone call. We've got some guests around the corner, including Chris Weber.
Need parts fast? O'Reilly Auto Parts has fast. Need them now? We've got now. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. We're O'Reilly Fast. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Quick time out. Some breakfast intel you want to know about. Kodiak Frozen Power Waffles and Flapjacks are built for busy mornings. Heat it, eat it, and you're out the door. No long prep, no complicated game plan. They're packed with 12 to 14 grams of protein per serving, a good source of fiber, and crafted with 100% whole grains, not refined white flour. So you're getting something that actually fuels you. And there's depth on the roster. Buttermilk and vanilla, blueberry, chocolate chip, even gluten-free options. Breakfast that delivers. Snack that delivers. Find Kodiak Frozen Waffles and Flapjacks in the frozen aisle at your local grocery store. They're the ones with the bear on the box.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Listen, mergers can be messy, okay? They can be. I understand. We're all getting to learn each other. And the ESPN PR staff has been fantastic. Women's Sports Now, they've been awesome. This show, awesome. The Sports Center I just did, awesome. Just great. They've been awesome. Everything that the ESPN PR staff has done, superb, A+. Until today.
This is quite the windup.
Until today. I'm sorry. I gotta bring it out. Because you know, when there are mock-ups, photographs of groups of on-air folks in support of promoting an event.
Sure.
And we're not all together, and we are...
Yeah, Photoshop.
Boom. Photoshopped in.
Yep.
I'm always focused on the picture that they've chosen for me. And shoulder. Who's got shoulder on the other?
That's very big.
They never put you shoulder to shoulder. No. There's always one in front of the other in front of the other.
Sure.
Uh-oh.
Oh, geez.
Oh, boy.
It's all right. No, we're learning each other.
I understand.
They're learning me as much as I'm learning them.
It's definitely not all right.
Not all right. Well, whatever we're about to say is not all right.
It's all right. It's okay.
Let's just get to it.
Put it up. Susie sent me this. All right. I'm on the left.
Okay.
It's a photograph from, how long have I been wearing a beard?
That's a long time ago.
That's probably 2018 right
now. I don't know. That's 10 years ago.
16 maybe.
And Charles Davis has got shoulder on me, which is great. Charles is a nice man.
Yep.
And a longtime colleague. I don't want to ever do the draft without him. I've told him that to his face. Joel Klatt's on Fox. And he's got shoulder on everybody.
Wow. Actually, it looks like Joel's the host.
It does. It looks like
he's smiling.
He's
with
in
his
the middle.
Teeth.
He's got the microphone. Yeah. Like, hey.
It's like he's Gladys Knight and you guys are the Pips.
Wow.
Disrespect is real.
No, keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up. Please keep it up. You've also got.
Ian's got.
Yeah. Daniel's got shoulder on Kurt and Ian's got shoulder on Kurt. Kurt's got two shoulders.
That's also, I'm telling you, the disrespect for Kurt Warner has to cease.
These Thursday only, and look at Joe Klein under Thursday and Friday only. I mean, I'm there from pick one to pick last, and
Ian's two-drink minimum. He's like, hey, come and
I don't know what that is either. He looks angry, like he's been scooped.
It also, you know, it makes it seem like Ian and Kurt are the same height.
But the fact is, we're all wondering how would ESPN promote NFL Network's coverage, and they've done it, and here I am, you know, mildly complaining about it, trying to be nice.
It was almost alphabetically
set
up, but not really.
Not really.
I mean, so. You know, in the same way, just a little heads up here.
You look like the boss.
Just to use the phrase, maybe they're old school folks there at ESPN PR about the dirty dancing. Nobody puts baby in a corner. Nobody has shoulder on me. I mean, it's simple.
Welcome to the Joel Klatt Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to The Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.